All eyes on the southern border of the United States. Brandon Judd was on Arizona's Morning News talking about we've had a record for apprehensions in the month of April, and it is up a huge number from last year. And what is happening with illegal immigration here in America? And a lot of Americans are really starting to pay attention to this, not just in border states like Arizona. Joining me now is Roy Herrera. He's a Democratic strategist. Roy, let's start with the fact that both senators from Arizona are Democrats, and both of them are very outspoken about the failings of this administration. Where do you stand? Do you stand on the side of the senators, or are you siding with the White House here?
Well, I think I kind of stand on the side of both of them. I think that the senators, obviously, they're senators of a border state. They have an up close and personal view of what's going on here, and they have been telling the White House this is what's going on and this is what needs to be fixed. And the White House, I think, should listen to that because it is the senators that represent the border. But at the same time, I mean, there's sort of two issues here. There's the short term, the shorter term issue, which is what you just mentioned, that there's the increase of migrants being apprehended at the border. And there's been a significant increase since last year. There's also the longer term question about whether we can get comprehensive immigration reform through Congress. I think in the State of the Union that the president gave, he focused more on the latter. And I think the Arizona senators wanted him to focus more on the former.
Well, I think that both need to be handled. But when you look at what's happening at the border, it's obviously a crisis. When those children were found, the story came out yesterday of those little children. They're found, one of them with no clothes on whatsoever. And we're seeing facilities that are being over capacity, people being released into towns. And here's the issue I have with this is I am a huge proponent of immigration in America. I think immigrants are the lifeblood of this country. I love the new blood that comes in and the new ideas and the passion for the American dream. But when it gets clouded between illegal and legal immigration, I think it does a disservice to the people that do it the right way.
Well, and I understand that. And I think that I totally agree with you that the part of what is good about America is that we are a place that is welcoming and have historically been welcoming to immigrants. And that's part of what makes America great. I think we clearly, and we've discussed this before, have a broken immigration system in this country where we're simply just not handling immigration in the right way across the board. I mean, we're talking not just about migrants. We're talking about asylum processes. We're talking about, all the folks that are undocumented that are already here and have been here and the dreamers, et cetera. So all across the board, there needs to be a fix. There just hasn't been one. Now, there's been a humanitarian crisis at the border for a while now, since the Trump administration to now, particularly when it comes to unaccompanied children being apprehended at the border. We saw that occur under Trump. It was, I think, devastating images from then, and we still have a problem now. There have been some encouraging signs, at least this week, that the number of unaccompanied minors that have been detained by Border Patrol has actually decreased compared to last month. Not to say the overall numbers have decreased, but just that particular number. So there are some signs, but clearly at the end of the day, there needs to be more resources down there to fix this problem. And then longer term solutions like dealing with what's going on in the home countries that children and adults are coming from in Central America.
Well, and to be fair, just to clarify, I was down on the border in McAllen, Texas during the Obama administration when these unaccompanied minors were coming. So this goes back further than the Trump administration. Yeah. This is a problem that's gone for decades that we haven't fixed.
That's correct. I mean, I used to be, we haven't really gotten into this show before, but I used to be a federal prosecutor myself. And I was a border crimes prosecutor, primarily gun and drug trafficking cases, but also immigration cases. And so I've seen this, and that was during the Obama administration. So I've seen this issue happen for literally over a decade, if not longer. There needs to be some solution to this. The real problem, though, and this gets back into what I think the White House has been attempting to do, is that in these Central American countries where people are leaving because of the violence and the lack of economic opportunity, they're led by pretty much corrupt governments. And so the situation is, how do we make the environment in those home countries better to take away the incentive of coming here? And that's just a really difficult, very difficult problem that the White House is dealing with right now.
Well, then let me ask this question. You had said earlier that the senators are talking to the White House. How important is it that the president and or the vice president visit the border? Because I'll be honest with you, it seems like a glaring mistake that they are not coming down and looking at the border and talking to the senators here. And I know they can be informed, but there is something about the optics of coming down and looking for yourself and saying we're taking this seriously.
I mean, I'm, you know, personally all for the president or the vice president coming down to the border of Arizona and seeing for themselves what is occurring there. That, I think, is not a bad thing. And there's certain value in doing that. I guess what I would say, though, is that we have seen now elected officials, particularly Republican senators and some of our statewide office holders here, go down to the border to, you know, quote unquote, see what's going on, when really that ends up turning into political theater more than anything else. And they're just there for the photo op. And I'm thinking specifically about, you know, images of, you know, Senator Cruz on a gunboat in a flak jacket on the Rio Grande. Right. I mean, I'm not sure how helpful those kinds of visits are. So to the extent that a visit from the president or the vice president can be constructive, I think it's a good idea, and that it's actually focused on, you know, addressing the real problems that are here and informing those solutions, then I think it's a good idea for them to come here.
So let's talk about solutions for a moment. The Republicans have talked for a long time about the need for border security. The Democrats are talking about immigration reform, and both sides agree that both things need to be done. Is there a chance that this Congress can work together with this crisis and finally get both done for the American people?
You know, I hope so. I mean, I sincerely hope so. And I think, you know, most people do, because I think most people understand how complex this issue is, but that there needs to be some sort of comprehensive solution to this. So I hope so. The problem, I think, is that we already have, for example, you know, Senator McConnell, the minority leader of the Senate, being very clear that, you know, his number one priority is essentially to block every legislative priority of President Biden. It was a similar position he took at the beginning of the Obama administration. And I'm not here to say that Democrats don't do the same thing, but the problem is, if there's not two parties that are willing to negotiate in good faith with each other to try to get something done, because the only way in this particular area that something's going to get done is in a bipartisan manner, then I'm not sure it could ever really happen. And so I'm hopeful that at least on this issue, if anything else, there can be some real discussions and some real compromises so that there can be some improvement, because we've been waiting for it for decades.
Well, you've got Senator Sinema that's now been named the chair of the subcommittee and when it comes to border issues. And you've got two Democrats from Arizona that are siding with the border security need to stop what's happening at the border. Now, that seems like an inroad for the Biden administration and with Senator McConnell, where maybe both sides can get together. My last question for you is, I've talked at length about the need for a guest worker program. Could that be one of the areas that both sides could agree on, that if a thriving guest worker program for jobs that Americans aren't taking, it could help our construction industry, it could help our service industry, it could go a long way, and it also could take some of the pressure off the border, because if people have a legal visa to be here to work, they're not sneaking across the border, and it takes that pressure off the law enforcement there. Do you think that's something that both sides could look at and say, here's a point of agreement, and we can expand from there on the issue?
I hope so. I mean, I've been thinking for a while now that the two areas that there may be some bipartisan compromise is on this migrant worker issue and on the Dreamers. Those are the two sort of areas where there can be at least partial solutions to what we're dealing with here, where that can actually get passed. The question that I suppose I still have, though, is that would either of those things be able to be passed cleanly? In other words, just on as a standalone measure on their own, without attaching other things to it, like, you know, let's say sort of draconian border security or something like that, which will be not workable for the Democratic side. You know, so I'm not sure. I'm hopeful, but if there are two areas, particularly in migrant workers, as you spell out, where we could and should agree on without any sort of additional complications, it should be these areas.
Yeah, and I agree with you. I always appreciate the conversation and the different perspective, especially with your experience in prosecuting those cases. And I hope we'll do it again.
Sounds good. Thank you for the invite.
All right. Thanks, Roy. That's Roy Herrera, Democratic strategist, and a different point of view. Again, if two sides can agree on something and expand from there, maybe we can get an answer and stop what's happening at the border now, stop creating the next generation of Dreamers. But he's right in the sense that we've got to solve the problem, the current problem we have with the people and the Dream Act.